Thermal God, run! Thermal God, run! Thermal God, run! Not very tall, not short either. Most are vertically challenged, but my punch still packs quite a wallop. Committing armed robberies, making niggas give me the wallet. Plus the bitch's purse is too, nigga, all of it. Hitting licks like my fist and my tongue don't get along. Hand over the cash, nigga, stop stalling. Before I wager these bullets, boy, I ain't bluffing. I'm going all in, and right then he folded. I fucking called it. All these boys today were born bitch made, like a cultural epidemic. Makes sense when there ain't no father in the home. You're wind up feminine. Again and again, I continue robbing these niggas both selfishly and selflessly, ending the lives abruptly. They procreate, spreading the societal cancer in the form of cowardice, which is ironic, since all I do is instill fear in them, thus contributed into the Javerian tendency, such a silly predicament. I be so rich that bitches dig me, thus by default I'm the bomb diggity. Likewise, a trendsetter, case in point, just oh shits and giggles. I shave my pubic hair funny, then I
whip it out,
then I whip it out, then I whip it out, just to make a fashion statement. Thinking on it a minute, I decided to go with the lesser of two evils, or rather the meaner between the two, and that I should continue my mission of gun battling these packets until the last one is eradicated, all while simultaneously stacking my bread up, such an inordinate amount coming in, causing the rubber bands to snap, cause I stacked the cash too vertically. My net worth is absurd, downright disgusting, plus my net income even causes someone like Elon or Epstein to blush, and that's just what I'm willing to acknowledge on paper, not taking into account all the offshore shady deals, bribes, nor cash payouts. That knowledge I'll forever remain within my neocortex, and that's a steel trap. My nigga, my mind's a motherfucking fortress. Insatiable appetite for more accurately describes my hippocampus. God damn it, I'm out of singles. Sending out my assistant to fetch more, so I can keep throwing them at these bitches dancing naked. Me and my people armed through the teeth like a Tom Clancy novel. Devil with me in the center seat of the corner booth, sequestered from the general public behind velvet ropes. My mercenaries between us. I be so rich that bitches dig me, thus by default I'm the bomb diggity. Likewise, a trendsetter, case in point, just full
shits and giggles.
I shave my pubic hair funny, Then I whip it out. Just to make the fashion statement. Scary Terry not celebrating, cause he too busy plotting up a scheme, hoping to bring in approximately 7 figures worth of cash and product. Possibly a cherry on top in the form of a shipping container with plenty of foreign bitches. They're an internationally, this what you call human trafficking, however. Once it's more domestic, thereby being accepted in the culture and zeitgeist. The term which we use for the selling of that particular vice is big pimping, obviously. Not knowing the mates may think you're living under a rock, nickel like you bought him from the Wayne Johnson. Couple of phony jabronis donating each other's throats for fellatio reciprocally, not speaking cryptically nor fraudulent. So if you wanna do something, I'm right here, nickel, where you typically find me. Love to get grimy, anger management problems. Doctors say I have a terrible tendency to overreact to minor faux pas in the form of extreme violence and aggression. I demand silence now where your life ends. Suppose I can be a bit of a control freak, point receive, but whatever nigga can suits me. So I say fuck personal growth, cause this my city. So I do whatever the fuck I want with impunity, dominating these thoughts while mocking their significant others, make a bitch say she loved me publicly just to eviscerate your dignity. I be so rich that bitches dig me, thus by default I'm the bomb diggity. Likewise, a trendsetter, case in point, just full
shits and giggles.
I shave my pubic hair funny, then I whip it out, just to make a fashion statement. Then I do this shit just for sport and to get my dick wet, get wrecked. If you keep talking shit, I let my cohorts kidnap your sister to bring into the mix. Told y'all niggas I'm devious, the barge, and we don't even start to describe my art of depravity. Fortune to witness the first stand, the only preview being remnants of previous campaigns consisting of a bunch of Swiss cheese niggas. And then now available track real estate. Slanging ain't even my primary means of income. Hilariously, I just like being condescending before taking the lives of this never ending stream of gangster disciples. I'm be knifing them on no block, and that's surrounding area, baiting them by making myself seem to be an easy target and not to ascend a precarious situation. Yet when they go to roll me, much to damn chagrin, it's them that stabbed in the abdomen that subsequently bob, of course, but I ain't running. Nigga, I stay a men to talk shit, since I know from experience, do 2 years of rolling it out, that misery loves company. I don't do drive-bys, I just shoot a nigga up and stay a while. I be so rich,
oh my God,
run! I be so rich, motherfucking dummies. Got me out here conducting an anthropological study as to what gave these fucking idiots the idea they could survive a couple of any kind with the likes of Scary Terry. Feeling my anger flaring, popping Adderall to quell the madness and stop the spread of this napalm born from my ire. Keep to a controlled burn, engulfing only those of my choosing. We are much more conducive to my goals than going scorched earth. Even if a little less fun, admittedly. Scary Terry, the responsible kind of mass murderer. I use only locally sourced victims.